And we're joined by the pro of the Fountainway Golf Course, Kelly McLaren, joins us once again. Kelly, normally this time of year we're pretty excited because the golf season is here. I mean, we're still excited, but with COVID-19, it's kind of put a monkey wrench in pretty much everything across the world, including what will be happening with the golf course. All in all, how have you been the last few months dealing with COVID-19 and all the different hoops you're going to have to jump through?
Well, Rob, been pretty good. Probably should be a lot slimmer than I am, but we're just abiding by all the rules here, getting everything kind of set in stone, and everybody's very excited to get going. I know Brett's guys are, getting some stuff going, and we're doing a few repairs and odds and ends up in the clubhouse. So, we're slowly picking away. We're hoping for a good season, though, once we get going. Just need Mother Nature to smarten up.
So I guess that's a big thing. I know you get this question probably 50 to 100 times a day, when's the golf course opening? And I guess that's all weather determined right now, right?
Absolutely, Rob. I mean, it's, there's still a lot of water out there. The snow's disappearing, which is a good thing. But, we need some 20-degree weather. You know, 8s and 9s are nice, but still freezing at night. So, we need some major heat.
COVID-19 is here. I mean, the numbers in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, not as bad as they are other places, but still there's a lot of rules you have to certainly adhere to, and it's going to be a challenging start to the season for you and for golfers in general. What are the big things that people need to know as things stand today?
Well, I mean, if there's anybody out there that's not sure, by all means go on to the Saskatchewan government website because it pretty well lists everything there. Tee times are supposed to be 20 minutes apart. And that doesn't give us, much time to fit everybody in. So that's a lot of space, spacing for here. But, we're going to have to make it work. They're going to have to be in foursomes. And we have to do what the government's asking and make sure that everybody abides by the rules.
Now, this is also going to be a major hoop to jump through with your clubhouse and food and drinks and stuff. That's going to be a big challenge for you.
Yes, it certainly is, and we're going to have to start off with, the curbside delivery. So we're hoping once we get underway and going that, people will phone their orders in, and we'll walk them out of the clubhouse and deliver them. And, we've got an internet rack machine that's got tap and stuff on it. So, yeah, we're slowly getting set up to do what we have to do. And we're hoping that, once we fully get open, some of these rules will be lifted a little bit. But again, we're a long ways away from being open. A couple, 3 weeks anyways, I would think.
And as it stands of now, nobody's going to be in the clubhouse, right?
Nobody's going to be in the clubhouse. Yeah, it's got to be closed. That's what they're saying on the website. So they haven't opened anything up yet as far as that.
How will the pro shop work, Kelly? Will anybody be able to come into the pro shop, or is that going to be off limits for a while as well?
Pro shop, no, you'll be able to come in. We're going to have to retail doesn't open till May 19th on the Saskatchewan government's website. And, we're going to have X amount of people will be allowed in here, obviously. But probably 5 to 6 people. We got to do the measurements. And they'll have to remain, social distancing, 6 feet apart, 3 meters. And, that's all we can do and all we can ask for is everybody do their part.
If you want to pick up a membership now, how do you go about doing that?
Well, we're actually doing e-transfers if people are up to that. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait till probably mid-May. You know, kind of the 19th sort of thing as part of our... opening up the rest of the pro shop and stuff for sales. So, yeah, that's e-transfer, and I sent emails out to all the members. And so if you see somebody, say, hey, how do I do this? And all the information's right there. It's been working out great.
Okay, so the information has been sent out. It'll be e-transfer now. And like you said, if you want to wait, I guess pay Interac or check cash, however, that'll be when the course officially opens?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, we're, and again, I know that, like I say, we're a long ways behind here. We're a good couple of weeks behind easily, maybe more. So the snow just left, last week there when we had that nice weather, so.
And you were telling me as well that you will have some new stock at the pro shop at some point as well.
Absolutely. Right now we just kind of have everything on a hold. Stuff will slowly start to arrive, and we just got to start off with baby steps here and slowly open her up full bore when all the rules and regulations hopefully get back to normal.
Anything else you want to let people know about at this time?
No, I just hope everybody's staying safe, Rob, and we look forward to seeing everybody back out here and do your due diligence, and just that's what you got to do. So,
and I think the one thing you talked about too, both on the air and off, is these rules are in effect for a reason and they need to be followed.
Absolutely, because we certainly don't want to get closed down. I mean, it's been a long winter, and we want everybody to get out here and be able to hit the ball and do what we got to do.
Sounds good to me. Kelly, good to catch up with you. Look forward to, of course, seeing you again in a couple of weeks for the official opening. And I know a lot of people are really anxiously waiting for that.
Yeah, that sounds good, Rob. We're more than a couple of weeks, but yeah.
As soon as possible.
Absolutely, yeah. As soon as Mother Nature smartens up.